I was hurting because actually the tumor that was discovered in me was osteosarcoma, which is a bone tumor, and it had broken a bone in my right arm, and I was right-handed. So doing all this stuff with my right hand for the few months before the amputation was really painful, and the people here just took great care of me.
I think one of the things that stuck out was seeing you come through that. I mean, after, I think I kind of went with blind faith going, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Not knowing if you could or not, but just feeling like I just had a gut feeling. A few months later, you were able to tie your shoes with your left hand, and then seeing pictures of you playing baseball with your left hand, and then seeing pictures of you playing golf, and then seeing all the things that you were able to do so quickly. And so I was kind of proven right. So then I was able to tell the next person, I know you can do it because I saw somebody else do it.
I just remember the smiling faces and the encouragement and the fact that I never doubted that I was going to get better. And what I think more often of is the perspective, you know, this place has given me too, that I can walk out of here and happily say, if someone came back to me and said, you know, you can go back in time and never had cancer, never have lost your arm, but it would mean, you know, St. Jude wouldn't have been a part of your life. You wouldn't be working there today. You wouldn't have met the people you would have met. I absolutely would not do it. I mean, the fact of having one arm and going through what I went through for a year of chemotherapy and being sick was a small price to pay for having this life that I love and this perspective that I have. So it's a really cool place. Do you feel like you draw a lot of your strength from the families when you see them come through?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I was first a nurse here, like I said, I was going on blind faith, going, you know, trusting my instinct, trusting my gut, taking care of you, taking care of a lot of the kids, and making sure you're going to be okay, and hoping I was doing the right thing, and, you know, getting affirmation back from the families and getting affirmation from you now even, you know, makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. I was going to read you this note that your mom wrote me. For years, I read this note over and over again. It kind of made me feel like, okay, I am going to be a good nurse. This is the right thing for me. So this gave me like hope. So I was going to read this note to you. Lisa, your special gift for working with children was never more apparent than Joel's first two times as an inpatient when you had him on the night shift. You're so reassuring and caring and kind. And we decided that that's surely what the angels must be like. Thank you so much for sharing who you are with us, the Alsop family. So I kept that.
She perfectly described you. That was absolutely what you were through the years to me. It's reassuring. And, you know, it makes me confident now to see you here too and realize that you got that reassurance from my mom, and that 25 years later, you're still here and giving that reassurance to people. They start their journey on treatment.
People that make you feel like you're doing the right thing, then you know you're at the right place. You know you're where you're supposed to be. Then you're going to stay.